an average below par radio show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Stupid management.
The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie. I just called
to say. Hello, Sarah, Ollie's girlfriend.
Hello, Tom. Ollie, do you understand how painful it's going to be?
Sarah, I'm doing this for you.
Oh, goodness me. I didn't ask for this.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Welcome to Thursday night. If you missed it, Ollie last night got his bum waxed. How is it feeling, Ollie?
Mate, I'm here on a Thursday, fresh-faced and fresh-cheeked.
Good.
It's good. Look, no, everyone keeps asking me how it is.
Yeah.
The best answer I can give is it's weird. Because now, every step I take when I walk, I'm aware of my bum cheeks. Is that a win? I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably not.
No, I don't think it is.
No one's gunning for that. But the smoothness is nice. And I have got a revelation for you that blew my mind today after chatting to a girl at work here who we were talking about what happens doing number twos. Anyway, It's after 9 p.m. But it's a revelation concerning what I've got done down there with the waxing.
Brilliant. Well, I'll stick around for 2 hours to hear that.
Yeah, good. You know, don't go anywhere, guys. Stay with us.
My job is on the line tonight, as it is every Thursday night, with How Triple M Are You? And what's this about some dude coming in to do beers?
Well, it's the Great Australian Beer Spectacular, Tom. Look, it's bad timing for you.
Yeah, I've just given up alcohol.
I know, but I'm getting a guy in here to taste some sweet-ass beers.
Well, don't rub it in my face.
Mate, anything from a fine pale ale to a hoppy IPA to, I imagine, some pretty kooky flavoured beers. So that's happening across the nation right now with plenty of beer events going on. But he'll be in about half an hour's time.
Yeah.
Before then, Tom, right now, after an excess, I'm going to do something with you on air that has never happened on Triple M. I am almost certain of that. And probably never happened on radio ever. So if that's not exciting, I don't know what is.
It's good. I don't know what it is.
It involves you heavily, Tom.
All right. Stick around. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. That's what Ollie has. A new sensation. In excess. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Apparently, Ollie's going to be tasting some beers soon and rubbing it in my face, the fact that I'm giving up alcohol for a month. And we'll talk about the great Australasian Beer Spectacular.
Australasian?
Very soon.
Tom, I want to do a real treat here for people who, you know, Triple M is a station known for many things. You know, rock, sport, comedy. We've got a strong brand.
Triple M.
I want to go outside those confines.
Oh, no.
And there's something skill that you have.
The last time you did this was when you played Kylie Minogue's new song on the radio.
Yeah, that's true. Look, this is not too dissimilar.
No.
But I don't want to play any weird songs. What I was going to say was, it does relate to music, though, because you're quite a great performer. You're an actor. Yeah? You're a thespian.
I was drama captain.
You were drama captain. I mean, and you know, musicals, you've been involved in that kind of...
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather.
What's your favourite musical?
I would say my favourite musical is... Chicago,
okay.
It's pretty good.
So, you know, you're across musicals, you're a good singer,
you've
got a great voice, and a great ear for performance. Yes. For this to work, then yes, you do.
Okay.
Well, you know, you've got a good voice.
Oh, thanks.
I was going back through some old podcasts of ours, and, you know, it's not a thing I do often.
Yeah.
I have got a life. Mm. But there was a defining moment when our previous job in Albury, we were doing breakfast radio, and one of the moments that stood out for me was when you sung a cappella. Mm. You really gave a powerful rendition of Britney Spears.
Singing. Oops, I did it again.
No.
Oh, no.
You sung I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman.
And I felt it.
Yeah.
I felt that
sounds like
performance.
You've forgotten it.
No, but I remember it vividly. It was my moment to shine.
Yeah.
I just felt Britney's presence when I sung it.
It was powerful. And I've, you know, Belle had a listen to it, our producer. Yeah. I played it to her today and she said, man, that Tom singing Britney Spears, I'm not a girl, not yet a woman, was so powerful that I thought, what a great way to get the show started on a Thursday. And you sing it right now.
Well, do you know what though? I don't think that that's the right song.
What do you mean?
Well, sure. Britney's I'm not a girl, not yet a woman is a glorious song. We can all agree.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone loves it.
You know, everyone.
And that's why he chose it, because it's a crowd pleaser.
It's a crowd pleaser.
Back in the day when you chose to sing it.
But Ollie, we are on a completely different station here. You know, we have a brand to uphold. I do have a great voice. I just don't think I should be singing Britney, you know?
Well, I don't like how you're taking some tone here where you think you're in charge. I mean, I'm putting it to you that you should be singing this song because I know you're good at it and you're nailing it.
I do nail it.
Do you have a better idea? I'm happy to hear it.
If I was on The Voice,
yeah,
Chairs would be a spinner.
With you singing Britney, I'm not a girl, not yet a woman. So let's hear it. I think, you know, do you want to sing it or not?
I don't think that's right, Ollie.
Why not?
Do you think our listeners won't respect? I agree. I don't think people would want to hear that. I don't think people would want to hear me singing Britney.
Look, we play a lot of great rock music, Tom. Anyway. A lot of great rock and roll here. We've got Joe Cocker coming up. We've got The Cure. I mean, obviously the Foo Fighters will feature. Crowded House. If I turn over, the hits keep coming. Pink Floyd. We get a lot of rock on this station. I think our listeners on 133.53 would appreciate just once a change of tact. And I reckon on 133.53, if I can get, let's say five people.
Need a full bank, 10.
A full bank of calls.
You need 10 calls.
You want 10 calls to say that you should sing Britney Spears.
Yep.
Well, let's do it. I think it's a great way to start our Thursday. Let's get the night rolling here. Look, 133.53. Tom's digging his heels in. He's being a bit of a diva. Classic, yep. Britney. And I know you channel her.
Well, I live by her life. I've read her autobiography and I live by that.
I know you haven't heard Tom sing this. I have. You have to trust me in that you need to hear Tom singing I'm Not a Girl and Not Yet a Woman by Britney Spears. So 133.53. You've heard Tom. He needs a full bank of calls. That's a lot. Call now, 133.53.
It won't happen. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Oh, God, I'm getting nervous. Friday, I'm in love. The Cure, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. My job will be on the line soon with how Triple M are you.
Tom, I put it to you that a great way to start our Thursday would be to go to a special place. And Triple M, we love rock and roll music, but there's actually a skill you have, and you showed it to me once. I think what you did to me back in Albury, before we got fired, was that you bared your soul. And I said soul. I probably meant to say soul. You bared your soul to me when you sung a rendition of Britney Spears.
Yep.
And it was the song I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman. Now, and I think that was fitting for you at that time.
Now, I can't find the original song. So what I have, Ollie, is in the system, there's a Spanish Fly remix.
Well, you can play it, but we're here to hear you sing it.
Yeah, I know. But just so that people know what the song is.
That's the hook. That's the chorus. That's enough of that, Tom. That's going to lose listeners very quickly, that version. But I think your version, Tom, is special. And now you're saying that you don't want to do it and it's not appropriate for the station. You've asked for a full bank of calls. So let's hit the phones. 133.53. If we can get, as you say, Tom, 10 calls to say, let's hear the version from you. Mm. You're going to do it, yeah?
I'll try.
What do you mean you'll try? You'll do
well,
it.
Well, it's an emotional space for me. So to go there is like bearing my soul.
We'll get you there. Kim, we're going to get Tom there, aren't we? Kim, you're pretty keen?
Oh, absolutely. I need to hear this. No. I've just driven in from Melbourne, from Albury Wodonga.
Oh, wow. Well, then that's really special for you because you're getting the journey of what it used to be and you're going to hear it again now.
Yes, and I reckon that deserves just 10 calls on its own.
Yeah, well, you're right, Kim. And it is powerful. Well, we've got Brittany on the phone. Brittany, you're a different Brittany.
The Spears?
No, not the Spears. Spears. I always get that joke though.
Yeah, I bet. I'm sorry about that. Are you a big fan of Britney?
I was when I was a kid, not now, but you know, that's because she doesn't really produce that much music. But
you keen to hear Tom sing out this song?
Oh, love to. It'd be nice to hear a song that I used to listen to and hear it on the radio that doesn't play anything like that.
That's true. All right, that's two. Let's try and get to 10. Greg on 133.53. Greg, you want to hear this song, I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman?
Oh, yeah, mate.
Yeah. Great, easy, quick. Nick?
Yeah, mate, I'm here.
Yeah, you keen?
Oh, yeah. I want Tom to touch me the same way he touched you.
Yeah, well, that's it, Nick. And he really did touch me in that moment. Let's hear from Bridget. You keen?
Yes, very keen.
So keen. Great. That's, what's that, five or six? I'm losing count now. Kyle, we've already spoken to, haven't we?
No.
Oh, g'day, Kyle. Are you pretty keen to hear Tom sing this song from Britney?
Yeah, definitely. He wouldn't do it. He's chicken.
He is a bit chicken. I think it's more Kyle, stage fright for you.
It's not. No, it's not stage fright. It's not chicken. Kyle, when I sing this song, mate, it takes me to a place that's really fragile and really emotional.
Does it make you all shaky, mate?
It really does. And so, it's have you ever heard of the parable of Pandora's box?
Yeah.
Well, think about the insides of Pandora's box. That's like my emotions. So when we open that, my emotions flow free.
Okay, Tom, let's get 10 callers on the phone here. Thank you, Kyle. You're right, though. It is emotional. Ben, are you pretty keen to hear Tom sing this song?
Yeah, I am. Come on, Tom. We all got to go to an emotional place at some stage.
Yeah, and he's going to go there, hopefully. This is looking pretty good. Mark, you pretty keen?
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, do it. All right. We've got more than 10 calls here. Daniel.
Yeah, 100. Just go for it.
Yeah. Well. And let's hear from Mark. Hey, Mark, you want to hear Tom go there?
Yeah, if you got the door, man.
Yeah. Finally, Marie. I think that takes us to 12 callers. This is an absolute, you know, overhaul of callers here. Marie, you pretty keen?
Oh, don't fail
her. Don't know what you said, but we'll take that as a yes.
I assume it's a yes. It would be strange to be like, nah, don't want to hear it. So, Tom, this is now the point where you have to, and I know you're butting against me here, but you need to go there emotionally.
Can I please have this song to just...
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
Because I need to get ready.
Because when you sung it for me in Aubrey, it's almost 2 years ago now, you really touched me. It was that, had that breathy, emotive, powerful element to it, which Britney never really pulled off. All right, he's getting in the zone, guys. This is great. We're going to hear from Tom doing his most intimate, soulful,
vocal warm-ups,
heart-wrenching rendition of Britney Spears singing "I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman." And could that be any more powerful from a masked man like Tom Bainbridge? This is Joe Cocker. With a little help from my friends. Triple M, Tom and Ollie. There it is, the epic from Joe Cocker covering the Beatles in an epic, epic way. On Triple M with Tom and Ollie. And wow, what a moment. I've endeavoured to start tonight's show to get your Thursday night really in a powerful place. We're going to go somewhere special here with Tom. Tom has a history of performance. He's got a history... He's really just clearing his throat there. A history of not only drama, but performing arts, and that includes being a triple threat, Tom. You're a dancer, you're a singer, and you're also a big wanker, and that's the third element of being a triple threat. You have an ability, and you've proven it once before on radio, to sing Britney Spears' "I'm Not a Girl,
Not Yet a Woman."
Not Yet a Woman, that's right. And you did it in Albury. It was early in the morning at that time. It was breakfast radio, and you did it in a way that was captivating and powerful. So that's why we've gone live on Instagram right now. You can find us at Tom and Ollie.
I'm sorry, Ollie. It's just whenever I sing this song, I just...
Well, it speaks to you. Do you know why it speaks to you?
It's the lyrics?
Yeah.
Sorry, I just found some cookie on my page.
Okay, well, now's the moment.
I just wanted to let you know that I could break down and I may not be able to do the rest of the show tonight if I sing this.
Look, that's a risk I'm willing to take because what you're going to give us now is so powerful.
Yeah.
So it's a cappella. It's all you from here on out, Tom.
Are you sure you're going to let me do this, Ollie?
Well, I'm asking for you to do it, so I'm definitely going to let you do it. Once again, you can see it on Instagram. But Tom, the stage is over to you. I'm going to allow you to get set to compose yourself and give us the best, at least minute and a half, of Britney that you can. And on 133353, of course, feel free to call up if this does move you.
Yeah.
Because, by Jove, it should. It really should. All right, over you, Tom.
Okay. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to my performance of "I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman." I'm not a girl. Not yet a woman. All I need is time, a moment that is mine, while I'm in between. I'm not a girl. There is no need to protect me.
Wow.
There's a long pause in there. It's time that I learn to face up to this on my own.
Oh, wow.
I'm not a girl. Not yet. Oh,
send you into an emotional
place. I'm so sorry. It wasn't perfect.
No.
I'm so sorry.
But that's the thing is, Tommy, it was perfect.
I don't think it was. I don't think it was perfect.
Don't be hard on yourself, man. You took us somewhere then. You took us somewhere. And Triple M has never seen that before. Triple M never gets that. And you took us somewhere that...
I'm so sorry, Triple M.
That I haven't been for 2 years. Yeah. So, man, if that moved you, then 133353, we want to hear from you because I think I'm feeling it.
I don't think I can face my fans right now.
The Instagram viewers are feeling it.
I couldn't take you there, and I don't know if I did.
No, man. Are you being harsh on yourself? I think you are. What? Let's hear from Tass.
I'm an artist.
Tass, that was pretty powerful for you?
Yeah, where's Red Simon's gong when you need it?
Red faces, are you talking about?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Oh, look, I'm showing my age.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, let's use a voice reference.
Do I get to pluck a duck?
If you were Delta Goodrum, Tass, would you be turning around?
Delta Goodrum, it's chalk and cheese.
You don't know what you're talking about. He doesn't get the voice, but that's okay. I think what Tass is saying there, he loved it. So, look... Man, that was powerful. Tom, thank you so much. A lot of calls coming in, but it seems like they're just too emotional to speak to us right now. Yeah. So we can't get to them just yet. But all I'll say here is thank you. Up next.
And all I'll say is you're welcome.
Up next, I'm tasting beers thanks to the Great Australian Beer Spectacular. Great.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's like Parliament question time. With less name calling.
You have a face like a kicked in biscuit tin, Tom.
Maybe not. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh God, I'm on a high just coming off the stage, off a performance, Ollie. Jeez, I feel good.
Mate, you should feel proud, man. You just blew everyone away with that performance of Britney Spears, I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman. A lot of responses coming through on the video on Instagram and on Facebook. Glenn said, totally amazing, Tom.
Oh, thanks, Glenn.
You did say you pissed my dog off with that. Performance. Yeah. I don't know why the dog didn't like some of those.
I don't think the dog
was higher notes. Maybe
the dog wasn't pissed off. The dog was on an excitement rager.
Was it an emotional turmoil?
Yeah,
it was taken somewhere. Let's hear from James. You were pretty moved by that, James.
Oh yeah, it moved me so much. I had to change radio stations for a minute.
Oh, well, welcome back.
I feel you.
Yeah. So all right, yeah, that's nice of you. Yeah. Good on you, James. Well, I don't know where to go with that.
Way to play. hey, Nathan.
It's a good gag. Nathan, how are you?
Hey, man, how are you?
What were your thoughts on Tom's performance, his rendition of Britney Spears?
Dude, that was unreal. Can you do it again?
Guess what, Nathan?
Yeah?
You'll be able to go to Instagram and Facebook to relive it over and over as many times.
I don't want to go to no Instagram. Yeah.
He wants to hear it again, Tom.
I know.
Up next, Tom will sing it again. Nah. No, definitely not. Up next, Tom, better things on the cards here.
By the way, you can go to Facebook or Instagram at Tom and Ollie with a Y if you do want to share that performance with your friends.
We've got by the looks of it, just a handsome, strapping young man outside who is wearing a nice tuxedo suit jacket here to promote the Great Australasian Beer Spectacular.
No.
It's a beer event happening across the nation, Tom.
I'm not drinking.
I know you're off drinking. It's bad timing for you.
What?
But for me, it's a Thursday. It's the end of the week.
No.
And so let's tap into it with the Great Beer Spectacular and taste some amazing beers.
God.
And if you're a beer lover, you're going to want to hang around to hear some of the insights as to what's going on in the beer world.
Jeez, you with Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Arrows, Foo Fighters, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. If you want to be taken there, head over to Facebook or Instagram to hear the rendition of I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman. Not necessarily the biggest Triple M song by Britney Spears, but it will move you and to watch that video of me singing it.
Yeah, you want to see that. It's huge stuff. Now, Tom, I'm sorry to say this, but it is the Great Australian or Australasian Beer Spectacular, which is a pun on the word tap and beer taps, of course, because we love our beers here.
No, it's spectacular is the pun.
Well, yeah, sure, but the word tap is in there.
Sure.
And don't look at me like I'm an idiot, and don't look at Guy like he's an idiot, because Guy's joined us.
He's an idiot.
I'll
tell you why he's an idiot in
a
second.
No, Guy, welcome to Triple M.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be here.
Now, I mean, Tom's just called you an idiot. Yep. You've said you're going to come here, we're going to taste some cool beers that are happening around the country. That was the plan. Tom was going to watch on because you're doing a month off alcohol.
Doing a month off alcohol, Guy. So
that's bad for business, Tom.
It's bad timing. Really bad timing.
Also bad for business is when you're promoting a beer festival and you come into the station and you forget something pretty important.
Yeah, Guy, do you want to just let everyone know what's happened?
Yeah, well, it's a fair call. So I thought the beer had been delivered here. So I showed up ready to taste, ready to go. And of course, the beer hasn't showed up.
No.
Where's the beer?
It's like going to a party and the clown hasn't shown up. It's terrible.
Or there's no drinks at the party.
No beer.
Yeah.
No beer.
Even worse.
Guy, where's the beer?
Yeah, well, it's on its way in an Uber. So, all is not lost.
No, it's not.
No,
you say that now.
Yeah.
Need to go and get the beer.
You need to go get the beer, guy.
No Uber tricks.
No.
You need to go and get the beer, okay?
Go now?
Yep. We can't do this whole thing. I want to promote your thing going on here. It's a huge event.
You're smiling, but you need to go get the beer, guy.
All right, let's do it.
You think we're having a laugh? We thought you were having a laugh.
And
you're not.
Here is my actual beer.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Oh, no, that's air beer. Go and get the real beer, guy. We're going to have to play some music. We're going to have to move on. We'll do some other stuff.
What are you still doing here, guy? Go get the beer.
Get out of here.
Go get the beer.
Okay.
This is not a gag. Just leave. Just
go. Go away. Get out of the studio.
Get the beer and come back.
Go get the beer.
Come back when you've got the beer.
I'm getting the beer.
Good. You should have brought it in the first place.
Jeez. Up next,
I cannot believe that happened. That is not a stunt.
No.
We don't do stunts.
We don't do stunts.
So the beer is on hold. It better come here soon. It better arrive cold, by the way. I'm not tasting any warm beers.
You don't want to. Yeah.
So in the meantime, we'll press on.
Guess what, Ollie?
What?
I set that up. Yeah, that's right. I intercepted the beers.
You were in the email thread and you said send it to the office.
Send it to the office.
And you got confused. Or that you made them get confused.
And you know what it is? The bloody prank.
Original prank star. You got me. Here I am sober like an idiot.
Up next, Ollie, I need some advice from not just you, but everyone right now. I found myself in an awkward situation today.
Okay.
It's got something to do with phone numbers.
Oh.
And friends.
Okay.
We'll find out next. Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Where's that beer?
Other side, Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We've sent Guy from the Great Australasian Beer Spectacular out to get the beers that he forgot, which he was going to taste with you on air, Ollie, to promote his event.
That was the plan.
I'm not going to say the credit line. I'm not going to say the line that sends people to, gabsfestival.com. I won't say that.
Don't promote anything until I've had at least a tad of beer in my mouth.
Exactly right. We'll check in with Guy just after 8 o'clock to see where he is with your beers, Ollie.
So far, it's the underwhelming Australasian beer spectacular. we'll reverse that before the end of the show.
I need some advice from you. Actually, from everyone. I just need some advice,
okay. Really.
I'm finding myself in a sticky situation when it comes to creating a friendship. Or creating a relationship that's not, not sexual, right?
Okay.
I have got a cool trainer at the gym. You met him today. His name's Xavier. He's a bloody legend.
I did meet Xavier. You want to befriend him? Well, he's too cool for you.
He's very cool.
Here's my advice. He's too cool for you. Give up.
Look, I want to create a professional relationship with Xavier.
Professional?
As in, I want him to be my personal trainer. I want to be able to text him and be like, hey, bro.
I've just
did some lifting.
I'm sorry, my brain has just jumped ahead a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm cynical about you because I see the worst in you every day. But what I'm hearing from you, based on this very small amount of information, is what you want from Xavier is free PT without paying for it under the guise of friendship.
That's
what you want.
Don't you dare.
Oh, okay, is it not that?
What makes you say that?
You just said you wanted to be able to get PT from him as a professional relationship, but kind of a friend.
Okay,
you're a cheapskate.
Here's what's happening. On Monday, he's going to be creating me a brand new training program, right? Not for free. It's part of his job. Okay?
Is it?
Yes. Here's the clicker. Here's what's happening, though.
Clincher?
I wanted to ask for his phone number. In case before Monday something happens. How the hell do you ask for someone's phone number and not make it seem like a sexual thing?
What you can do is you can say, hey, Xavier, can I have your number in case I need to communicate with you?
It does sound like I'm trying to pick him up, though.
Yeah, just turn the gaydar off for a second. Even just say, I'm not coming on to you. I just want to have your number. So we can chat about the gym stuff.
Yeah, but isn't that just the perfect way to get someone's number that you are sexually attracted to?
I don't know, Tom. I've been out of the game for a while. I'm a straight shooter. If I want someone's number, I just ask for it.
Don't shove your straightness down my throat.
Well, I don't know how you guys work. your community.
So 133353, have you found yourself in this situation where you've asked for someone's number, but you wanted to make your intentions clear that it wasn't for anything else, but simply... to communicate with the person.
Yeah, well, I can see why you are in a bit of a grey area. And so advice for Tom here is what you want.
Yep.
Is Tom right to question whether he should ask for a phone number? Or is that should that be an easy thing?
133353. How the hell do you ask for someone's phone number?
Without it being a come on.
Without it being a come on. Without it just by it simply being a way to communicate.
Well, take your hand off his ass for starters. That's the first step. And stop winking at him as you give the number.
No, but I like winking. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, 133353. When you come, crowded house. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Head over to our socials if you want to get in touch at Tom and Ollie on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's Ollie with a Y. I've asked for your advice here on 133353. I want my personal trainer's phone number, simply so I can contact him, but I don't want it to seem like I'm trying to pick him up. So if this has happened to you, maybe, you know, with a girl that you need to communicate with or a dude, 133353, and help me out here. How the hell do you ask for someone's phone number without it seeming like you want to hook up with them?
Well, it's a classic university thing, like where you're in a shoot with someone and you say, hey, can I have your number to chat about the project? And
so good.
But that's pretty, you know, standard. I want to know, Tom, with you and this guy, Xavier, if it was a girl, would you feel much more at ease?
Yeah, definitely.
You just ask for it.
Totally. I'd just ask for it.
Yeah, okay.
I'd just be like, you know, although, you know what? I think I feel like I would be a little bit uncomfortable still.
Oh.
It's the whole, like...
So all you'd say, don't worry, I'm gay.
Well, it's the numbers. Can I have your number?
It's the words.
It's the words. Can I have your number? What did I say?
It's the numbers.
It's the numbers. Can I have your number? Of course it is. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, hang on.
You got some advice for me here on 133353?
Well, it's very simple, really, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's not easy. This is the whole point, Wayne.
Thanks, Wayne.
It is easy.
Why?
Why? Well, how do you make an appointment for anything?
Yeah. Phone number.
Phone number. Hi. Can I have another personal training session, please? Yeah. How do I book?
No, but he's... Yeah, it's not like that, though, because he's like at my gym. You don't make appointments with him. He's just like the dude at my gym.
Oh, really? So I want to make it private.
Yeah, no. Wayne doesn't get it. Hey, Matt.
We're on air.
Yeah, we're on air. Hey, Matt.
Hi, boys. How are you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Can you help me out here?
Yeah, I would take the words, can I have your phone number, out of it and just simply ask for a business card, because a business card would otherwise obtain the phone number.
Oh, professional,
that's
Matt.
Good. But, Matt, I don't think this is the type. Like, he works at the gym. He's not a personal trainer. He works at the gym and he does training. So I don't think he has a business card.
Yeah, but at least that opens up the conversation to potentially, if you're actually looking and doing a PT session with him, that opens up and engages the conversation to actually lead to asking for his phone number.
Matt, great. So you go, hey, do you have a business card or something, just so I've got your phone number in case anything happens?
Absolutely.
Yeah, or you say, how do I contact you? It's so straightforward, Tom. You're really getting a roadblock here about, oh, he works at my gym. No one else can work that out for you.
Yeah, but I feel like this is a common conundrum when... You don't want somebody to think that you're picking them up.
Yeah, well, let's see what Kelly thinks. Kelly, what's your advice for Tom?
Yeah, well, similar to the example you gave about the YouTube, I had a girl that I wanted to work with, completely platonic. However, I just asked her for her email address. That way she didn't get any ideas. And then she ended up coming to me and saying, oh, I'll probably be easier if you just take my number.
Oh, yeah, she did, Kelly. And then what happened?
And then I end up passing my assignment.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, good. Yeah.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
That's right, Tom and Ollie, getting you home. Don't see you pointed at me and it put me off.
So sorry.
Tom... we're going to play the game How Triple M Are You? In about 20 minutes time, you've got to put yourself to the test.
I hate having my job on the line.
We've learned that you can sing a song, by the way. You can sing Britney, and that's on Facebook. You can see Tom singing Britney. But can you identify songs that are vintage Triple M? That game's in about 20 minutes time. But before that, we've already opened the discussion around the Great Australasian Beer Spectacular.
Currently, it's going not very well.
There was a minor hiccup when Guy, who is running the show for us, rocked up to the studio and he didn't have any of the beers. So we've heard that Guy's arrived back in the car park. He's running upstairs right now with the beers. Tom, unfortunately, you're having a month off alcohol.
Yeah, I'm having a month off alcohol. I don't know why you've organised this.
Well, I mean, it's a shame for you, but I can't ignore the fact that Gabs is on, the Great Australian Beer Spectacular, or Australasian, I should say, over this weekend in Melbourne particularly, and then in other areas. But we'll get Guy on after this. We'll play a bit of REM. And Tom,
I'd prefer not to.
Let's go full beer. Not you, obviously, but me and Guy are going to beer out.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel like Guy might have experienced that very recently. You were Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Guy's in here. He's from the great Australasian beer spectacular.
And well done, Guy. You've rocked up no longer empty-handed, but you've got a bunch of beers because, as Tom says, the beer spectacular is happening. How long has the event been going for now?
This will be our eighth year.
Yeah.
And at the Royal Exhibition Building. It started at the local tap house back in 2011.
That's all in Melbourne. For those that are in Adelaide, by the way, you might have to come to Melbourne for this event or head over to Sydney or Auckland if you want to spend the flights.
Or raise a glass to the Melbourne Festival happening in Adelaide. But let's hear about the kind of range you've got here. I know you've got a bunch of weird beers here for me, and,
Ollie,
and thank you.
But why are you doing this?
Tom,
you knew that I was off alcohol for this month. Why have you booked Guy to come in today to taste beers?
I don't want to be your mum here, but it's not all about you, Tom, okay? There
no,
are
but
beers
it's about
here.
The team,
There
Ollie.
Are beers here, and I'm going to be having a little sip of each one and maybe more. I don't know, Guy. I don't know what Guy's got planned.
That's
but,
really...
Tom, you can sit back and run the conversation, as you're good at doing,
what?
As I get into the beers. Now, the first question you might ask Guy, Tom, is what other range of beers you have at the festival, from wacky beers to more common, known, mainstream beers?
You want to ask that?
Ask Guy that, Tom.
Guy, what are the range of beers that you have, from some of the more wacky beers to some of the more normal beers?
And as you answer that, Guy, what should I crack open first?
Look, I reckon crack open that one. Look, I've got to preface this all by saying that I haven't tasted any of these beers. In fact, no one in the world has.
What?
It's world exclusive.
Oh.
There's 156 beers have been brewed especially for this event. So no one ever has
these
tasted
are,
them.
These
so
are all special.
We could all be very surprised in a good way or in a bad way.
You've got a Bruny Island beer company here, and it's a centenary stout. Wouldn't have thought I'd start in a stout, to be honest, but I'll trust you.
Let's just start in the deep end and then just go deeper.
Go.
What's going on here? Is this,
Tom, have the chat, mate. I'm pouring the beers.
Chat?
Have the chat.
This is ridiculous. It's just basically you drinking beer on air.
Is it? Is it? Well, that's more than a taste, isn't it?
God.
look.
Okay. How long?
Can I
how long?
Taste too, mate?
Yeah, you have a taste. Tom, do you?
Hang on.
Oh, sorry, no, you can't.
I haven't tasted them either. I've got a taste
ridiculous.
At the same time.
This is actually.
Belle,
ridiculous.
Can Tom get a water?
Jesus. So how many breweries are there at the event?
Well, 156 different breweries have made a beer, especially for the event, and 14 different cider companies have made a cider, especially for the event. So we've got everything from beers that have been released at the event, like a special release, as well as crazy beers with super different ingredients, stouts, IPAs, you name it.
I like
the
this.
Whole shebang.
Okay,
I mean, I'm not normally a stout man, but this is a Blackberry Export Stout from Bruny Island in Tassie.
Okay.
And I quite like it.
I see what you're doing here.
For a guy who doesn't love stout, Guy, this is a nice entry to the stout world. What's your go-to beer? Mine's a pale ale.
Yeah, pale ale is definitely a bit of a go-to, but I also like IPAs. I'm a bit of a hop head. So
same.
Bit of hops.
Mate, talking my language.
What other...
Tom, what kind of water do you like to drink on a Thursday night? Tap water, sparkling, still?
Have you got food at the event?
Yes, we do. He's gone straight for the food. We've got we've got great food. We've got Blue Bonnet. We've got a whole bunch of different food. We've got about 20 different food vendors making delicious food. So you can even come. You can even come and enjoy yourself.
Sorry, Tom. I know you were talking about. I'm going to open this one here. This is Clean Skin. What do you know? What this is from? We've got no label.
Oh, it's got no label. God, you know what I think that one is? That's the Durian.
You know what?
Duran. It's like a take on that. It's
okay. That's again way more than a taste.
I reckon I'll tell you what it is.
Just poured half a beer into a glass.
Oh,
and again, I know what you're doing. You're rubbing it in my face.
Hey, Tom Petty. Okay, that's your nickname, Tom Petty. Just buck up. And ask the questions.
What else can we do at the greatest Australasian beer spectacular?
You can taste cider. I don't know if you're off cider.
I can't drink at all. Is there anything else?
That's lovely. This is not like a wheat ale, is it? Is it a wheat ale?
Yeah, it's a Saison. A Saison is an old farmhouse ale.
Yeah. European.
Okay, I'm wrapping this up.
For
tickets and further information.
There's five more beers to get through.
Yeah, well, you can do them in your own time. For tickets and further information, head to gabsfestival.com.
Sassy over here, aren't you, Tom?
Thank you, Guy, for coming.
I'm sorry, Guy. Tom,
no, you're kidding me, Tom. You can't. You don't want
mate,
to taste
mate, you've
anymore.
Had 4.5 minutes of airtime. That's more than enough. No, I'm not having a taste.
Don't be a sookie.
I'll be as sookie as I want.
Can we get Tom a can of Lift? And I mean emotional lifting.
Mate,
I don't mean the actual drink.
Rubbed it in my
face.
Probably
can't drink that.
Go to the great Australasian beer spectacular. GabsFestival.com. Thanks, Guy. Tom and Ollie.
Pleasure.
Triple M. Black Stick. The Cruel Sea. It's Triple M.
Oh, what's that, Guy?
Sorry.
Oh, that. Oh, funny enough, that's two brothers Mocha Ginger Brownie.
Yeah, pour it out. Oh, that's nice. I really like these ones. These
You're stouts. With Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
Oh, we're back on.
We'll get to how Triple M are you in a tick, and in Naughty After Nine, we'll find out how the waxing of Ollie's bottom went.
We will. Guy, you ever
Why is Guy still here? I've
Well, we're just having a couple of beers and a chat. You ever waxed your backside?
Ignore me. Pretend I'm not here, Tom.
I've asked Guy from the beer. Great Australasian Beer Spectacular or Spectacular to leave.
Right. Well,
I know he's got Stomping Around the Brewery, which I love.
Yeah.
But I'm having a month off alcohol, and I know what you're doing. You're tasting in front of my face and rubbing it
in. And I'm sorry about that. We forgot to mention that all these events are going down at the Royal Exhibition Building in Melbourne. So that's where you have to head. And they are ticketed events, aren't they, Guy?
They are, yeah. Session 3 sold out. Yeah, so don't even try come to Session 3.
I won't.
I'll come to 1 and 2.
Yeah, come to 1 and 2.
That'd be great.
Maybe 4,
Tom, you can drive me there and back, if that's okay. Anyway, Tom, it's not about the beers. No. We've moved on from
Good.
That.
Yeah,
you wanted to share something with me.
How about this?
And Guy's here as well.
No, Guy, I'm not talking to Guy.
Tom, you're not even looking at me.
Yeah,
is it because I'm holding a delicious beer in my hand?
Guy, shut it. Just shut it.
Oh, that's chocolatey.
Okay.
It's nice. Gingery.
Ollie,
gingery.
I want to tell you about the time where I thought this is too good to be true.
Okay.
You know how I'm heading to Hawaii, right? In a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Well, one of the guys, we're trying to sort out accommodation because I don't know if you've heard, but there's a volcano. Can you look at me when I'm telling you a story and
great
focus on the
in
beer?
Hawaii, by the way.
I told you, Guy.
There's a couple of great breweries there.
Guy, shut it.
Okay, exports. Sorry, Tom, you were saying you had a thing to tell me about your holiday.
I was telling you about how in Hawaii our accommodation is ruined because
of the
big volcano.
I know, and the plumes of smoke. It's not good news, Tom.
What are we gonna if you could put lava in a beer.
What are we going to have next? You reckon, Guy, here?
Let's try.
Go on, Tom.
Let's
I'm
try
listening.
The mint conditioned.
I'm listening,
the choc mint milk stout.
Let's yeah, let's do that. That's a good one.
Oh,
that's nice.
Don't.
So you were saying, Tom, that the volcano is causing dramas in your house in Melbourne, or what were you saying?
No, that's not what I was saying.
Okay.
Ooh, can you smell the mint?
So we were looking at accommodation ideas for Hawaii, and one of the guys said, if we sat through an hour seminar, we could get 6 nights of accommodation, car hire, and $200 to spend at the resort every night for only $200.
Okay, that's pretty good.
And we thought, don't.
Yeah, honestly.
We thought, this is too good to be true. Oh, don't.
That is minty, Guy.
Okay.
It's very minty.
It's fresh.
I like that. Mm. Who made that one?
That was made by Six String Brewing Company in New South Wales.
Oh, sorry, Tom. We did tune out there. The seminar was too good to be true?
If you want to play your stupid game of how Triple M are you better ask for callers now.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, let's do that. How Triple M are you is a chance for you to verse Tom in a musical challenge. 133353 is the number.
Don't call. Not tonight.
Join me and Guy having a good time with the beers.
No, Guy's leaving
the
now.
Spectacular. But no,
you
get
can't
on the phone.
Get rid of me that easy.
If you're good at music, your chance to win a Triple M prize pack. And beat Tom in a head-to-head challenge.
Not tonight, Ollie. I'm not feeling
Triple M music. Mate, the game must go ahead. I don't care how sober or annoyed you are. How Triple M are you? Up next, 133353. Play along.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Wish you were here. Pink Floyd. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. I'm so glad that Guy's left from the great Australasian beer spectacular.
I like it, Guy. He's my new best friend. A couple of beers.
You know what I'm not saying? For tickets and further information, head to GabsFestival.com. Because I couldn't care less about that beer spectacular.
You're not going to say it.
No, I don't think I want to say it.
The website's not worth going to. That's what you think. I think you should go there.
It wouldn't be worth going to there, Melbourne. Melbourne 18 to 20.
com. Head along this weekend if you love
May.
Beer. That's this weekend. So Tom, let's.
So sorry for in Adelaide.
You done? Are you done? With your brattishness. Two, you're talking, and three.
It's just I had a month off alcohol, and you
play the sound effect, mate. Start the segment.
Tom and Ollie's How Triple M Are You?
Yeah, it's my favourite time of the week, Tom. We get to see how much you know about your job, and a core part of your job is to know the music we play. It is, of course, you back announce the songs, you describe what we play, and if you can't do that, you don't deserve to be in the job. And that's why on 133353, James is here to challenge you. James, if you win this, you take Tom's job.
I can't wait. It should be easy.
Yeah,
oh, shut up, James.
Absolutely easy. I mean, it's a bit of an empty promise. We say it every week. And
James, you're a 21-year-old. How much can you know the Triple M music?
Oh, wow.
Oh, more so than you, mate.
James, we've got a lot of guys in this segment usually calling up saying, I've been listening to Triple M since I was 1981, you know? So
yeah.
You're young.
Impossible. It was Ian FM then. Oh, boom. Give myself a point.
How much do you know rock music and Triple M's music?
Pretty much all. Listen to the past, I don't know, 6 years or whatever.
6 years. Okay. Well, James, let's not tarry any further. Your first name is your buzzer. I've got 5 songs here.
Do you want me to score again? Because I always do that.
No, because you'll cheat.
You can't multitask.
We don't trust you. I can multitask. I'm going to score on my head.
No, you won't.
So 5 songs, best of 5, obviously, guys. Tom, last week you were on the phone outside.
Yeah.
For fairness, you were saying there's...
It didn't matter.
No difference.
You could hear the songs fine through the phone.
All right. So, James, here we go. Ready to play?
Yep.
Playing for a Triple M prize.
Yes, back. I'm ready to play. Thanks, Ollie.
Don't care. Here we go.
James.
Oh, good, James.
That is Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
Whole Lot of Love.
You know what? That is so impressive from you, James. And well done to you.
Yep.
That was quick.
Yep, good boy.
All right, here we go. Song number 2.
Little Boy. 21, Little Boy.
Forgot you, mate.
Still got you.
You're not a boy, not yet a man. So
what were you saying?
I said, you're not a boy.
Here we go.
Tom. It's Queen.
Yep.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Too long, my friend. Over to you, James. Can you answer that?
I hate the countdown.
Oh, is it
5,
like
4,
Killer Queen?
3.
Is it Killer Queen? Yes, it is. Oh, well done, James.
Start with the countdown. The countdown is just so obnoxious.
It's only fair. People can't hang around for you to go, oh, you can kill a queen. Here we go. Song number 3.
Dan Tom.
Ah! Oh, James.
Midnight Oil. Power and Passion.
That was the fastest victory we have ever seen.
You're a little boy.
21-year-old.
21-year-old.
Don't.
That's embarrassing.
No.
Okay.
No.
Tom, you've just been embarrassed.
Little boy. I'm just saying, just bow down to your seniors, mate.
You've gone petty.
No?
You've gone petty.
I haven't gone petty.
Look,
Tom Petty. James knows it.
No.
You've just been...
Midnight Oil, Power and the Passion.
Wipe the floor clean with you, Tom, by James. So what I'm going to do is offer you the chance just to have some pride and respect and play the last 2 songs out.
No,
but I would also love to hear James go 5-0 and absolutely take a big...
Oh, so I can still go for these ones?
Yeah, man, you can go for this for sure and take a big poo on Tom's head in this instance. Here we go. Song number 4.
Tom.
James.
Yes, Tom? You got no idea.
Zombie.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that band? The Band? Not The Band. It's something band.
You guessed something's wrong. James?
Bad
Wolves. I know it. Bad Wolves.
Bad Wolves. Ah! James has got it. Oh, well done, James. 4-0.
Because I said band last night.
You said Band of Wolves.
Band of Wolves.
And it's Bad Wolves.
Bad Wolves.
James, to get a complete sweep of 5 out of 5.
Tom.
James. Oh,
James. Sorry, go, Tom.
Woohoo! And I did it, woohoo!
5, 4, 3, 2. James.
It's not easy.
That is Song 2 by Blur.
By Blur, yeah. But Song 2 by Blur. All right.
Well done, James.
Yeah. I've,
and he's doing a big woohoo.
I've had enough. See you later, mate.
Sing it out, James. Sing it. Woohoo, though. Sing it out.
Yeah, shut up, mate. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Sometimes an answer leads to even more questions.
I got bitten by a redback on my private part.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
If you missed the start of the show, about 7:30, Tom performed an amazingly emotional rendition of Britney Spears' I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman. It was a throwback, Tom, to our time in Albury where you sung that song to me on air. And it was just so special. I thought, you know what, today on a Thursday, it's almost the weekend. Bring it back for that emotion. And it's on Facebook now. You can check it out. The audio, the video of it is up there at Tom and Ollie. And the comments, people are just obviously moved.
It's time that
it is.
Learn to face up to this on my own.
It's just so powerful, Tom. So Enrique has said, I cried, literally, Took the flu shot to avoid an ear infection, but no shot can save you from that sound. Good stuff. Matthew said, not sure why you'd do that to us. Jono said you should have finished with a kazoo solo. So if you could do a kazoo solo. No. And Marie, who voted to hear that song, did say in the video, I regret my vote, possibly more than most Americans. So mixed responses.
Yeah.
But again, a lot of people saying Red Simons, Red Faces, get the gong out because they loved it. So check it out on Facebook or Instagram. It was up there as well on the story. Tom and Ollie, what a moment.
We've got new music here. And coming up next, Doll.
Talking habits, good habits, bad habits. There's that one weird habit that I want to reflect on from my childhood that my stepfather used to do, and it's weird.
This is called Highway Chew, Greta Flan Fleet, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Called Highway Chew, Greta Flan Fleet, Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Yeah.
Highway 2, Greta Flan Fleet. Can we hear that again, please?
Yeah. Go on.
Called Highway Chew, Greta Flan Fleet, Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
What happened there?
Well, you gave me no time before the lyrics kicked in to say what the song is. It was Highway Tune,
and you wonder,
Greta Van Fleet. It's new music here on Triple M.
You're wondering how James just smashed you in How Triple M Are You? You suck.
Don't worry about that.
You just don't deserve a job. What this is.
Anyway. Ollie, move on. After 9 o'clock, we'll find out how that wax went down yesterday.
Oh, there are updates.
After you got your bum waxed.
There are updates, I tell you. Now, what's the habit you always call someone out for? Now, there's a habit that I have of mine, obviously, that you call me out for, Tom, all the time. Actually, a couple that you hate.
Yeah, one of the weirdest ones is when you're reading, you...
Is that your go-to?
Yeah.
Because the first two I thought of was my sneezes, which I get chastised for regularly.
Yeah, I'm fine with your sneezes.
The wet sneezing? You okay with that? Yep. My girlfriend hates it. How about the old...
Oh, yeah, you bite your nails, which is annoying. You chew on them like a... It's gross.
Yeah. I bring it up because I remembered just something really weird when I got out of the shower yesterday. This reminded me of this thing. When I was a kid, my stepfather used to get out of the shower and he would always cough after getting out of the shower as if he got some kind of water in his lungs. But it was a habit he had, right? A weird habit that it was almost a reflex. He always did it. He always coughed post-shower.
Can you give us a style of cough that he did?
Oh, well, pretty standard cough, but just a... like a real meaty cough.
So he was. It does sound like he's trying to get something up.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't know what motivated it, but my mum started saying, Simon, you're always coughing after the shower. It's a fake cough. And as kids, I recall me and my siblings caught on to that. And every time he got out of the shower and was coughing, we'd be yelling out, fake cough. Fake cough.
Is it because of the steam or something, though, that he was breathing
in? It could be the steam.
Okay.
That could be it. But on reflection, we just really picked up on one habit of his and nailed him for it for more than days, for years.
I think showering is a habit-driven area. My dad, he gets into the shower and has to make this noise, which is him clearing his sinuses.
Oh.
And it's probably about 20 seconds into the shower. This is him.
Oh, no. Hands to the nose.
Insane. Like an insane. You can hear it throughout the house.
Trumpeting in the shower, clearing his nose.
I feel like shower habits are a thing.
Shower habits could be a thing. That could be under the same banner here, Tom. But the question I want to ask is, what's the habit that you always call someone out for? Maybe a friend or a partner or a relative. Or have you got a habit yourself that you just get nailed for? I mean, I feel
subconscious. I'd love some specific shower habits as well.
Tom's keen on the shower habits. I mean, I hate the fact that my sneezes are very, one, aggressive, but two, wet.
This is your sneeze.
Yeah, and I always wipe my hands on my trousers, which is annoying.
Saliva all over the desk then, so sorry.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm dealing with, mate.
It's gross.
So 133353, what's that habit that either you have that gets called out on, or one that you call out someone else for?
133353. Would love a shower habit as well if you got one.
Shower
Blister in
habits?
The sun. Violent femmes. See, I can say that fine. Yeah. With Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Blister in the sun. Violent femmes. Up the top there. That one was Malibu Hole. And of course your hole. No. Ollie had his bottom waxed yesterday. And we'll find out an update to that in Naughty After 9, which is 10 minutes away. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Slow on the phones here. Maybe I should rephrase this question to, who's got an annoying habit? Who's got an annoying habit? Yeah. Because I've asked the question, what's the habit that you always call someone out for? As in, you know, say, oh, that thing you do, stop doing that. I'm over being called out for my wet sneezes. I know I sneeze in a very aggressive, moist way. Mm. I can't help it. I cannot help it. People who hold their nose when they sneeze, like they're blocking it in, like...
Oh, no.
No, that's not natural.
I go into the shirt when I sneeze.
You're a chest sneezer.
Well, because then it contains everything. And look, if something flies out, I'm fine with it. It's my own body.
I'd hate to motorboat you. Wouldn't be a good result.
Post-sneeze.
Post-sneeze. Or any time.
It's already wet.
I'd hate to motorboat you any time.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah, cool. Trent on 133353. Have you got a coughing opinion?
Good question, Tom. What do you
want? I've got a coughing opinion and I've got a pet hate as well.
Okay, of a habit. Yeah, what habit do you hate?
Coughing opinion.
Well, my mate just loves to sit next to me and just let one rip and just let it soak in before he tells me.
Oh, gross. Yeah, okay.
It's an annoying habit.
And the thing I was wondering about the coughing.
Yeah.
Was did your dad have a smoke?
Yeah, my stepdad, as I was saying, he wasn't a smoker.
And which dad are we talking about here? Because you got like five.
Don't make it a big thing. I was my stepfather. He was a big post-shower cougher. Loved to have a big cough habitually. And no, he wasn't a smoker, Trent. So does that help your reckoning?
No. I just know from smoking, personally.
Yeah. All right, good to chat, Trent. Thank you so much. Tom, any more thoughts from yourself? Or...
I reckon shower habits would have been a bit of funner than that.
Shower habits. Well, Matt, you tried and no one called for that either. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.